Now you can subscribe to Bob Enyart's monthly Bible study DVDs. These verse-by-verse Bible study videos are great for family Bible study or even starting your own neighborhood Bible study. Each month, you get 4 or 5 Bible study sessions on 2 DVDs. You can subscribe by calling 1-800-8-ENYART or online at kgovstore.com. That's kgovstore.com.
Go ahead, throw away your vote. Go ahead, throw away your vote. Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. It's a two-party system. You got to vote for somebody. Now, The Simpsons, I think The Simpsons do a better job of assessing political realities than conservative talk show hosts like Sean Hannity. He's not a conservative. Sean Hannity, he's not a conservative. Michael Medved, he's not a conservative either. How about Hugh Hewitt? He's not a conservative. Dennis Prager, he's not a conservative. Man, okay, well, The Simpsons. Now, in my life, I've never seen an episode of The Simpsons, but a former director of Bob Enyart Live, the TV show, we offer the BEL televised classics on DVD. People subscribe to get 4, 8, or 12 shows a month. It's so much fun. And one night, my director came in and he had brought with him a recording of The Simpsons, Homer Simpson. And he said it was just the funniest thing he'd ever seen. And so I'd like to play for you a short audio clip from that episode from 1996. Because it had to do with the two-party system and don't throw away your vote. You got to vote for somebody. And in this episode, Homer Simpson was fishing and he witnessed some space aliens coming down and abducting Bill Clinton and Bob Dole. Then they made some kind of replicons. So they themselves, the aliens, assumed the persons of the candidates. So the aliens were actually campaigning for the vote, and the election happens, and Homer eventually exposes them as not real candidates, but they're aliens. So I'd like to hear this, and then maybe we'll talk just a little bit about that election back when it was, who was it? It was Bob Dole against Clinton, Bill Clinton, who won, and Ross Perot. Remember that? Ross Perot, a lot of conservatives voted for Ross Perot. Perot ran in 92 and 96. And Ross Perot was radically what? Pro-gun control. He wanted to confiscate all the guns in Houston. He was pro-abortion, pro-protectionism. He made his billions of dollars off of the poor and welfare software administration. He got a cut of every welfare check administered for the states that licensed his software to administer welfare payments. So he's a typical liberal, and a lot of conservatives are pro-life. I bet you a million pro-lifers voted for Ross Perot, total pro-abort. At any rate, let's go back in time and hear this analysis of the two-party system.
March, March, I was abducted by a flying saucer. That's one of the creatures!
Senator Dole, why should people vote for you instead of President Clinton?
It makes no difference which one of us you vote for. Either way, your planet is doomed. Doomed!
These candidates make me want to vomit in terror. I've got to stop them!
Ladies and gentlemen, 73-year-old candidate Bob Dole.
Yay! Abortions for all! Very well. No abortions for anyone. Abortions for some, miniature American flags for others. Yeah! Fooling these Earth voters is easier than expected.
Yes.
But tonight, I say, we must move forward, not backward, upward, not forward. Stop! Those candidates are phonies! You heard me. They're alien replicants from beyond the moon.
Yeah, right, Ralph.
Why won't anyone believe my crazy story?
The politics of failure have failed. We need to make them work again. Tomorrow, when you are sealed in the voting cubicle, vote for me, Senator Bob Dole.
America, take a good look at your beloved candidates. They're nothing but hideous space reptiles. It's true. We are aliens. But what are you going to do about it? It's a two-party system. You have to vote for one of us.
He's right. This is a two-party system.
Well, I believe I'll vote for a third-party candidate.
Go ahead. Throw your vote away.
All hail President Kane!
I don't understand why we have to build a ray gun to aim at a planet I never even heard of.
Don't blame me. I voted for Kodos.
Go! That's just the best. So it's a two-party system. You got to vote for somebody. When Jesus was asked, A or B, he would often, being a wise man, being God, being our creator, he would answer C. A man was born blind, and Jesus was being set up to be manipulated. And they said, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? And the Lord answered, neither, neither. And then he went on to teach a lesson. So when people say, A or B, you got to choose A or B. Why do I got to choose? What, am I an idiot and you're my master? I got to choose A or B? Well, who are you going to kill? One of your two kids, you got to kill one. Who are you going to kill? Well, if there are two murderers and people say, well, you got to support one, you got to support one, so choose the lesser of two evils. If I'm going to do that, I would vote for Barack Obama. Everybody who's going to vote for the lesser of two evils in 2012 would have to vote for Barack Obama. My producer, Will Duffy, he's in a debate with Christians who are saying they're going to vote for Mitt Romney. And he's explaining that Romney is a socialist, he's a murderer, he destroyed marriage, he implemented homosexual marriage, robbed religious freedom, forcing pro-life hospitals to distribute the abortion pill Plan B, and he forced a Christian adoption agency to adopt children to homosexuals. Homosexual couples. I mean, he hit the trifecta. He did everything that Christian pro-life conservatives are afraid of. Mitt Romney has already done it all. He got the shirt. He's been there, done that. He has implemented what Barack Obama only fantasizes of implementing. He did government health care reform with the individual mandate for abortion on demand, late term, everything, anything goes. Obama only salivates over these things. Mitt Romney ordered homosexual marriage licenses to be issued in the state of Massachusetts. Obama only dreams of being able to say such things. So Will Duffy was told by other Christians, they said, God doesn't care who you vote for. How's that one? God doesn't care who you vote for. So then, why should you care who I vote for? If God doesn't care, why do you care who I vote for if God doesn't care? And if God doesn't care who I vote for, why should I care what you think? Why should I care that you care who I vote for if God doesn't care? You're telling me don't worry about what God thinks, but I should worry about what you think. Do you have a reason in that mind of yours, or are you just falling through time and space and making it up as you go along? So back then, in 1996, and I remember these elections. We've been on the air for 21 years. And it's the same thing every cycle. It's the same thing. It's their child killer versus our child killer. And Christians are lobbied to say, well, you want your child killer in office because your child killer, you know, your murderer is never better than their murderer. Never. Because he's your murderer. Your murderer is always worse than their murderer. So way back when, 1996, I remember these days, Bill Clinton up for re-election, Bob Dole, and Ross Perot. And a lot of conservatives were supporting Ross Perot. And I remember when he said that he thought they should go door to door throughout Houston. For public school teachers tuning in right now, that's a U.S. city in Texas. Go door to door throughout Houston confiscating guns. Ross Perot was a gun control fanatic, radical pro-abort, as clear as could be, pro-abortion, anti-free market, socialist billionaire. There's nothing wrong with being a billionaire unless you're making it off of the backs of taxpayers and the poor. And he was pretty sharp. I won't say brilliant or wise or good, but he was pretty sharp to create software for the states that had to implement welfare programs and comply with all the federal and state regulations, which typically are a nightmare maze. And every check then that was cut to give money to somebody who's ostensibly poor, welfare checks, Ross Perot got a cut of it. He got a cut of the check that was cut. So rather than selling the software to the states, say for, well, here's the software, meets all the current requirements, it's $18 million. Rather than doing that, he'd say, well, we'll give it to you at really fire sale price, but then we get 1% of whatever is processed to maintain the software. And so he became a billionaire. That's one way to do it, right? Like Judas was concerned about money for the poor, but the Bible says he didn't really care about the poor. He was in charge of the money box, and he would take what was put into it. So that's why Judas, like your typical politician who cares about the poor, they really get money. They're the middleman in the transaction. So that's why they care so much about the poor. And after decades of giving trillions of dollars to the poor, we have more poor. But that's okay with Ross Perot because he got rich off of it. And Bob Dole, who was just a pro-abort. And the way the media respected Bob Dole back then, the way that happened was because the media realized that he was the most liberal politician. And if he was the nominee, then it really wouldn't hurt the New York Times, NBC, ABC, CNN. It wouldn't be so bad because Bob Dole was not much different than Bill Clinton. Now we have Mitt Romney. How much different is he than Bill Clinton was? He's worse than Barack Obama. Quick, name a few policy issues that Mitt Romney has a different position than Bill Clinton. Quick. And all the people who were horrified by Bill Clinton back just a few years ago are now cheerleaders for Mitt Romney, and Romney is worse than Barack Obama. Obama is Romney light. Obama is Romney light. A vote for Romney is a vote for Obama and Obama's agenda. So God doesn't care who you vote for. Well, then why in the world would I care what you think about who I vote for? If God doesn't care. Back in, when was it? 2004, 8 years ago. Because this stuff happens every 4 years. It's cyclical. And we're used to it here at Bob and Yurt Live. But thankfully, there's a growing mass of awareness in the body of Christ where people are not as easily duped as they were way back when, 20 years ago and more. 8 years ago, I interviewed an author. He's a professor of political science at Grove City College, and he wrote a book called God and George W. Bush. And he had already written a book called God and Ronald Reagan. And he's conservative, and I believe he's Christian worldview. And so he's really the perfect person to ask whether or not it's true, the account of George W. Bush's political conversion to Christianity. So what I'll do in today's show summary is I'll put a link back to that broadcast when I interviewed Paul Kengor. And Kengor confirmed the story that was easily available online about how George W. Bush became a Christian. You see, he wasn't a Christian. And there are now, the New York Times has published partial transcripts of a dozen secretly tape-recorded conversations with George W. Bush by one of their longtime friends, family friend, Doug Weed, W-E-A-D, former Assemblies of God minister. He was the Bush family liaison to the evangelical community. And in those recordings, you hear George W. Bush saying things like, well, you said there are some code words, there are some proper ways to say things, and some improper ways. I'm going to say that I've accepted Christ into my life. But then Bush quickly adds, and that's a true statement. Of course, it's true. So George H.W. Bush was running for president, and he met with some of the evangelical leaders in the nation, and it went very badly. They popped the question to George H.W. If you were to die tonight, where would you go? And he said, well, I like to think that I'm a good person and that God would let me into heaven. Wrong answer. H.W., as far as the evangelicals are concerned, is going to hell. Because what did Jesus die for? Because there was nothing else to do? Jesus died because we can't get to heaven by being good enough. He died to pay for our sins so that if we trust in him, his death and resurrection, we can be saved. And so it did not go well for H.W., so he went back to his campaign and thought it through, and they decided to ask his son, George W. Bush, to be the campaign's liaison to the evangelical community. W. was his eldest son. So they flew Billy Graham out to Kennebunkport, Maine, and George W. Bush and Billy Graham walked along the beach, and Billy Graham explained what it means to be an evangelical Christian, and so George W. Bush had his conversion there so that he could help his father win the White House. That's how it happened. George H.W. Bush was a pro-abort as a politician. Ronald Reagan was pro-life, and Reagan wanted to balance the ticket to win over the moderate Republicans. So George H.W. Bush had to become pro-life for presidential politics, and he did. So he had a conversion. It wasn't real, but he said he's pro-life. So his son had to have a conversion so he can be pro-life and get Christian votes, and he did. And all the Bush women, they're all pro-aborts, right? Openly, Barbara Bush, openly pro-abort. Laura Bush, we told everybody during the elections, she's a pro-abort. She never said it. Until the day after they won the election for president, Laura Bush said, oh, I'm pro-choice. I support Roe v. Wade. The day after. And this happens, this is every 4 years. It's the cycle because Christians want to be lied to. And Laura Bush, pro-abort, and her daughters, Barbara, Jenna, they're all liberals. They're socialist in their outlook. They're pro-aborts. They're pro-homosexual. The whole Bush family, but they've just duped us. So I'll put all the things that Bush said in these secretly taped phone conversations, I'll put them, huh? He's, what? I'm, all right, yeah. I'm getting a thumbs up from the phone guy. The phone guy, we've been having, have you heard we've been having some troubles, technical troubles on the air the past few shows? We have to get a brand new, mixer board for Bob and Yurt Live. And, you know, that could be, what could that be? $500 to $1,000? We'll get a Mackie. That'll be good. That'll be good. We'll do that. Maybe somebody could help with that. That'd be great. But so Dave, it's Dave, the phone guy. He's giving me a thumbs up, and he agrees with something or other. Could he come? Are you allowed to come in here and talk on the air? Will your boss find? Does your boss listen? Could you come in, Dave? Come in the studio. Hey, you didn't have to open the door quietly. You could have just barged right in. It's Dave, right?
Yes.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Good, good.
So you've been doing the phones around here, Bob and Yurt Live, for how long?
What is it? 6 years.
6 years. Well, thank you very much for doing that. And I saw the thumbs up, so apparently you agree with something you heard.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I thought I'd like to get your thoughts.
Well, I love talking politics with people, especially, you know, as the businesses I go into, I love it. Just trying to reason with them at political issues.
So you talk to your customers?
I do, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
If I get a good feeling about them, you know, I'll kind of talk to them. I may not know their religious background.
You have to be wise, right? Because they could just call the company and complain.
That's right, yes. Yeah.
So if you feel like you have the latitude.
That's right. And then depending if I've known them for a really long time or if I don't know what religious background, I just like chatting with them about politics and see where they're at. And sometimes, you know, I do think as, you know, as I listen to you and I learn that foundation starts at life, I believe, and and God. And so I've kind of come to the conclusion. And so as far as dealing with secular people who don't believe in God,
right,
just deal with them on common sense. Okay, well, all right. If they know what life is and they're not willing to kill it.
You mean the candidate?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. If they won't kill one and they know they're truly pro-life, I kind of think there's a chain reaction there. I don't think they're going to steal my money.
Oh. And so if the candidate won't kill an innocent child, then there's something there to work with.
That's right.
Because the same God who said do not murder also said do not steal. Don't bear false witness against your neighbor, perjury. Don't commit adultery. This is the same God.
That's right.
And if they will kill an innocent child, I bet you they'll steal your money.
I think that, well, we've seen it.
We've seen it because these politicians who say they're Republican, conservative, pro-life, but they advocate killing many, many children in reality when you count. Turns out that they destroy marriage, they're pro-homosexual, pro-socialist, pro-entitlement programs, just like the Democrats, only a slightly different flavor. And with Mitt Romney, it's always a more sour flavor because he does it even worse.
That's right.
Than
That's
Obama
right.
does.
So if I'm talking to, say, a Christian friend that I've known for a long time, you know, and, you know, I have a friend that does like to talk politics. And, you know, I tell him, do not compromise. Your vote is needs to follow godly principles.
Wow.
And
hey,
do
you fill in as a talk show host anywhere?
No.
Like if Mike Rosen has to go on vacation, do they call Dave the phone guy?
No, they don't.
Oh,
no.
Would you ever like to fill in here if Doug McBurney's unavailable or Greg Jackson?
Sure, why not?
Leslie? Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right. You got a second. Hey, Dave, but don't do too well because I want to protect my job.
That's right. That's right.
All right. So if your Christian friend
talks
about voting and you say vote the way God would have you vote.
That's right. And, you know, he kind of just his response is always, well, then who do I vote for? Because none of them meet the guidelines that we've heard on this show and for life.
In other words, none of them will agree not to kill a single innocent person.
Exactly.
None of his candidates will agree to not kill a child.
That's
well, he's
right.
got a pretty pathetic circle of friends, I'll tell you that.
That's exactly right. And so I just say, don't compromise. And then his response typically is, well, then I should just let the country fall.
Mm.
And it's already doing that.
It's already falling.
It is.
So he says, if I don't vote for a Republican child killer, then the country's going to go downhill. That's what he says.
That's what he keeps saying, and to justify.
Hasn't he noticed it's been going downhill for 40 years? Millions of Christians have been doing exactly what he says he's got to do, so the country won't go downhill, and that's why it's going downhill. He's giving it a kick as it's going into the sewer. He's kicking it into the sewer.
That's right. That's exactly.
He doesn't see that.
Yes.
All right, so Dave, could you do you have the are the phones working?
I think so. Yes, they are working fine.
So everything is Connie happy?
Yes, yes, Connie is happy.
Because if Connie's not happy, nobody's happy.
That's right. That's
and
right.
She's happy.
She was the first person I saw when I came in.
Okay,
good. I know that.
Good. All right, so Dave, did you hear some of this about George W. Bush and his conversion?
Yes, yes.
Now we have. Far worse with Mitt Romney because he hasn't had a conversion. He's a cultist.
Oh.
The Mormons are a cult.
Right.
They believe in many gods and their founders, Joseph Smith, Brigham Young, all those guys. But when Bush was secretly recorded by a family friend, Doug Weed, W-E-A-D, he's a former Assemblies of God minister, Bush, the thing that he was most interested in talking to this guy about was how he can get the support of the conservative Christian vote. And that's what their topics were. That was the primary topic. The phone conversations went from 5 minutes to up to a half hour. And I excerpted from one earlier when George W. Bush in 1998 told Doug Weed, he said, well, as you said, so another, he heard this from Doug Weed. As you said, there are some code words, there are some proper ways to say things, and some improper ways, like I think I'm good enough to get to heaven. That'd be an improper way. Then he said, I'm going to say that I've accepted Christ into my life. And that's in the context of now his own political ambition to become president. And so how does that come across to you, Dave? Do you think... I'm curious.
Just the lip service, you know. It's yeah. Just to draw us in.
Maybe not the greatest Christian you've ever heard of in your life.
That's exactly right. Yeah, yeah. Dave, just to draw us in, get the vote.
Thank you, phone guy. Thanks for coming in last minute. And I'm taking off next week. Could you fill in for a day?
Yes. All right. Yes.
All right. Thanks, Dave. KGov.com. God bless you guys. Hi, this is Bob Enyart of Real Science Friday. Did you know that you can get all of our shows on CDs? Yes, we have Real Science Friday for 2010, 2011. In fact, you could go back to 2006. Just go to our website, realsciencefriday.com, click on the store, or call us, 800-8-ENYART, and have you seen the best creation DVD yet on the workings of the cell? It's called Programming of Life by Dr. Don Johnson. You'll love it.